The question of the day is, can you indict a sitting president? The answer, to answer it properly, let's review some current events. The president's attorney testified under oath, making this connection that his client directed him to pay off women to, quote, influence the election. This is a campaign finance violation, and in addition, a federal crime. And it was done a month before the election. Quite an interesting time. Had they disclosed those payments as the law requires, the truth would have been revealed, and that whole election landscape would have been a very different field. So in order to gain the presidency and the right to not be indicted while there, the president directed his attorney to violate campaign laws to cover up two affairs. Should we give someone immunity which was obtained using criminal behavior? Oh, please, Robert Mueller, stand up and say no and be our country's savior. Put this argument another way. You know, another way this can be discussed, that to reap the rewards of one's criminal acts seems to be rather unjust. Do we let a person murder their parents and then say, have pity on the orphan child? The answer here seems to be clear. Let's not let justice be defiled. Question of the day is, can you indict a sitting president? I think we've got our answer. Spread the word.